Henry was far too intent on his work to have noticed the tiny device perched in one corner of the basement ceiling. Even if he hadn't been distracted by the printing press, it was extremely unlikely he would have seen the thing. It was the next best thing to microscopically small, although even at that, it was larger than some of its still smaller brethren, and if anyone had told him what it was capable of doing, he would have dismissed the claims as something out of a fairy tale. Unfortunately for him, he would have been wrong, and later that evening, in the far distant city of Chiraeth, an imperial guardsman, with a fierce mustache and a neatly trimmed dagger beard, leaned back, eyes closed, and rubbed the scar on his cheek with a thoughtful finger as he contemplated the imagery that tiny surveillance platform had transmitted to him.
"I'd really like to pay a visit to Master Henry," Merlin Athrawis reflected without ever opening his eyes. "He and his friends are getting just a little bit better organized than I could wish. On the other hand, we're building up a pretty detailed organizational chart on them. Of course, it would help if we could tell someone in Coruscant that we are, but I suppose you can't have everything."
He grimaced sourly at the thought, yet he also knew he was correct. He didn't like how much of his own, and Owl's, and Caleb's, and Charlian's time was being consumed by the project. But he'd spread his Snark's remote platforms thickly throughout the Coruscantian capital. As each member of the emerging resistance cadre was identified, one of the parasite platforms was assigned to him full-time, and these people's internal organization wasn't nearly as sophisticated as it could have been. Adrian Wyman, and there was someone Merlin really wanted to have a word with, had done his best to instill a cellular organization, at least at the very top. Unfortunately for him, he had to make do with what was available, and at least some of his associates were too direct for that sort of sophistication. They had far more enthusiasm than professional detachment. And, as far as Merlin could tell, very few members of the Earl of Corus's intelligence services had so far been co-opted by Wyman.
"Of course, we don't know how long that's going to last, now do we?" he reminded himself.
There were times when Merlin was deeply tempted to hop into his recon skimmer, buzz down to Manchir, and personally eliminate Wyman. It wouldn't be particularly difficult. In fact, it would be childishly simple, and, under the circumstances, one of the more pleasant chores he could have assigned himself. Unfortunately, unless he was prepared to remain in Coruscant full-time and spend his nights doing nothing but eliminating resistance leaders, he'd be rather in the position of King Canute. Worse, he would deprive the resistance of its organized leadership, and he didn't want that. Far better to leave Wyman in position for now, however irritatingly competent and industrious he was proving, rather than shatter the resistance's cohesion. That might change, yet for now, it was far more useful to know exactly who its leaders were, exactly where they might be found when the time came, and exactly what sort of plans it was making and what information it was passing to its various satellites. Breaking up the current organization would almost certainly deprive it of its increasing effectiveness, but only at the cost of replacing it with a formless, unorganized movement, which would be almost impossible to monitor the way they could monitor the present situation. Not to mention one which would be far more difficult to uproot when the moment to take action against it finally arrived.
"I only wish," he thought, returning his attention to the Snark's imagery, "that I didn't expect them to do so much damage in the interim."